after you married, you moved to Salisbury Road, I believe.
That's right, we moved to Salisbury Road. It was a very dilapidated house, but a builder in the area did it up, and then we bought it because we couldn't have done all the work that needed to be done on it. But it was quite a nice house. It was actually bigger than my parents' house in Upton Street. It had 3 bedrooms and 2 reception and a kitchen and an outside toilet and a coal house as well. So after a bit, we had the back bedroom. You could get a grant from the council, and we had a mortgage from the council because that was the cheapest mortgage around then. It was 6%, where other mortgages were higher percentages than that. So we had one that was 6%, because Graham was still an apprentice at the time, so of course we didn't have very much money. And after a while, we had a grant from the council and we put some money to it. And the back bedroom, which was really big, we had split in two. So it was a bathroom at the one end and then a bedroom. So we had a window put in there. We had to have an airing cupboard, the council said, and you had to have a cupboard built downstairs. Well, there wasn't room for a cupboard in the kitchen, so we had it built outside and had it like a broom cupboard. So it all worked out and we got the money. So it was a nice house and our son Darrell was born there. Yes, actually in Salisbury Road. Yes, so and we lived there until 1969 when we decided to buy a bigger property along with my parents because Graham was working away a lot and I didn't like being on my own too much. So that was why we did it. So we moved to Marlborough Road, which was still just outside the Treadworth area. So.